All right, y'all, it's another Crudo. It is Johnson, an insane game. Angel City beats Portland 5-1, clinches a playoff spot. Insane action on the pitch. But honestly, the action in the stands is even crazier. And so today I'm joined by four amazing people, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Eden, she, her.
Alma, she, hers, ella.
Celeste, she, ella.
Tiff, aka La Latis, she, her, ella pronouns.
And so we can't even get into the football. We can't even start talking about the game until we talk about the bigger political global politic issue of us absolutely ride or die for Palestine and their ability to have self-determination and be free and all the rest. Supposedly NWSL came out with a league-wide policy that no banners, no flags, no signs that weren't directly supporting either team were going to be allowed, and of course we laughed at that and we smuggled all sorts of things in, and so I just want to like throw it to any of y'all, like, how did you feel about this match prior to it starting? We had an amazing tailgate, we had an amazing build up to it. How did you feel about it coming in? Tiff, I'm going to come to you first.
You know, Poderosas is full of amazing people, a lot of movement work people, a lot of community organizers, people that are deeply rooted in social justice issues. And so our statement from the get-go was, we show up in the stands the way we show up in our real lives and in the streets. And that means uplifting indigenous people's rights. That means uplifting the liberation of oppressed people. We are anti-settler colonialists. And we firmly believe in the liberation of Palestine. In fact, from day one, from the inaugural game, we flew that Palestinian flag with pride, and we will continue to do so, regardless of censorship, regardless of, you know, the moment is hot right now.
And that's one of the things that's probably most frustrating for us. Maybe a couple days ago, 1 or 2 days ago, they said, you know what, the team, the club itself said any flag that wasn't already previously flown in a match won't be allowed to be flown. And we're like, all right, we're cool with that because we've flown the Palestinian flag since match one of season one. And that's not going to be a big deal for us because we've always been ride or die for the Palestinian liberation and everything that's involved there. And then just this morning they said only things that supported the teams directly were going to be able to be allowed. And so we smuggled quite a few things in. We had some t-shirts, we had quite a few flags, we had quite a few signs, a lot going on. Alma, I'm going to come to you. How did you feel about the match atmosphere once we were in? The start of the match, the moment of silence, everything that happened basically in that first half.
Yeah, I think that it goes back to our values in Poderosas, right? How we show up in the field and for the game is how we show up for our communities. And so we saw the statement from the three owners that was posted. We did receive message last minute of the things that they were not going to allow us to bring. But we need to take up the space, right? A lot of our families were... we have families that have experienced occupation, that have experienced war. We have families that are, family members that are still healing from it. So we knew that this moment was to show up for each other, was to show up in solidarity with, we are always going to choose the oppressed people, right? So we've been oppressed in our own community. So it was important to show up. And the beautiful thing about Poderosas, I think that we all showed up in different ways and in different support for each other, capacities, and that was beautiful. I think that that atmosphere at some point, we knew we had to stand our grounds, right? We had to show up for each other. We had to continue showing up. We had to show visibility. And I think that that moment right there was the most powerful. I'm happy we made it to the playoffs, but for me, it was the most powerful moment of the game.
Same. If you didn't already know, we're playoff bound, but just like Alma said, and to echo her sentiment, just how amazing this community has been and standing up for each other and then standing up for justice despite so much crackdown. And but yeah, like how we held it down, how we really stepped up and you know, we're willing to very much engage with oppression, engage with the crackdown and the freedom of speech, you know, just silencing of all of it really, really fills my heart. And I'm just so proud to be part of this supporter group. We had a 5-minute moment of silence. Poderosos recognized a 10-minute moment of silence. And then we revealed our T-shirts that said, you know, Poderosos, our normal logo. And then at the bottom, Palestina Libre, and had the Palestinian flag. We had to smuggle those in because not even our clothing was allowed to come in, you know, you know, messed with and all the rest there. And so it was a lot, you know, not to overlook the larger geopolitical issues surrounding this game and the plight of the Palestinian people, the plight of the folks in Gaza who are currently just being bombed relentlessly. There's a ground invasion that's going to be imminent, but you know, we're here to support Angel City. We're here to support the football team. And so let's talk about the match itself. Holy moly, we beat top of the table Portland Thorns 5-1 to clinch a playoff berth. Celeste, I'm going to come to you. How do you feel in this moment, knowing that for the first time in our little baby 2-year existence, we are going to be in the playoffs? How are you feeling?
I'm excited. I wish I could say I watched some of the match, but I didn't, because we were all together. We were watching our backs. And I'm just going to address your first question. I think more than anything, I was disappointed in the founders' message using ACFC platform, but I was unsurprised, right? It wasn't surprising to hear from them. And then afterwards, I was just completely proud to be part of a Poderosas, how we stepped up, how we started thinking, how we started conversing, how we started dialoguing, thinking about what we were gonna do today to show solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters, how we have, as Tiff said, from day one, right? And how we were not going to stand down and we were going to call out the founders who do not speak for us. So I'm very excited. For more than anything, I'm excited to be a Poderosa and to stand with everybody here. And yeah, I don't even know who the hell we're playing next week. I don't care. I'm glad we're in it. But overall, even if we would have lost today, it's more important to be here standing with the right side for justice for all. And so that's more than anything what really counts today.
I love how you frame it of like, I have no idea how we're gonna play or like who we're gonna play in the playoffs, but I'm excited that we're there. And just to echo the same sentiment, I no clue the you know, political liberation battle was definitely taking precedence over the football battle, but I'm glad, I feel we've won both. And so Eden, I'm going to come to you. How did you see the match? We went into the halftime. Shoot, was it 2-0? 2-0, right? We went into the halftime 2-0. The final result was 5-1. Where did all these goals come from? What do you think?
Our back line, honestly, just coming in to support our players. But I really think that the craziest thing about it all is that the political climate and the players' performance are not mutually exclusive. I think that the players felt that silence in those first 10 minutes, and I think that it was some of just, it was not how we normally play with them. I think that they were uncomfortable, as we all were in that moment, and it affected their play. And I think that seeing the team like completely come back when the cheering started and the chants began again, and seeing that this is a community and it supports each other and they rely on us and we rely on, you know, accountability for sure. So I think that it's not an end conversation with entering the playoffs and it's done here. I think that the work continues to be done. But where the goals came from, back line, and just feeding it forward. And I love that this team has come back from so many injuries and so much just new coaching and new lineups and different tryouts. It's crazy to see them finally come together like this. I love it.
Yeah, I love that you highlight the just like odd silence, the uncomfortable silence of those first 5/10 minutes. And even as a supporter myself, I started cheering and the rest of the Poderosos were like, no, not yet, not yet. And it just, you know, it's second nature to dance and to yell and to just scream from the tops of our lungs for this team. And so to have to silence ourselves in order to make our political stance very clearly known and really make our political point, it was uncomfortable. And it was so much. Definitely hats off to La Fortaleza for observing that 5 minutes. That was amazing. Every single supporter group, without a doubt, observed that 5 minutes of silence. Pandemonium had the Founders Do Not Speak For Us banner, which was amazing. There was one single person that felt the need to clap the entire 5 minutes. And I hope his palms sting so bad right now, you know? And it was just almost laughable because by about 65, 70 minutes, he left. This guy left. Like, I think at that point we were up 4-0 and he just left. And it was such a joke that you know, this one guy that he was like, team first, kind of thing. And we kept yelling at him, football is, you know, serious. It's bigger than football. It's bigger than football. And he was just ridiculous. And so really just hats off to La Fortaleza and all the SGs and everyone holding it down in that beginning. And I really think that to Eden's point, that the players felt that. And it's, you know, kind of surprising that, like, by not cheering, they felt it. And then they really stepped up the game, because going in 2-0 at half, ending the game 5-1, is just, you know, incredible. And so let's talk a little bit about our playoff chances. I feel like we have a lot of momentum. We have one loss in the last 13 matches, and the rest have been wins or draws. And so, Alma, I'm gonna come to you first. I'm not sure who we're gonna play yet, but how do you feel about our chances in the NWSL playoffs?
I think I said it in a podcast before, but, you know, we have to dale sin miedo, you know. We don't know what's gonna happen, but, you know, we're gonna continue showing up for our team, for our players. We're gonna continue showing up for our community, and we're gonna do it until the end. We're gonna go strong. We believe in them, we support them, we love them, and we're gonna continue doing it. I'm super excited, as I know all of SGs, all of our fans are, so we're just looking forward to that, to see how much, you know, what else we can do with that love, with that strength that we now have in the moment.
Tiff, I'm coming to you on the same question.
It's gonna be dope. We're gonna give them hell the whole time. Just the way that we show up for our club is the way that we're gonna show up for this sport. This is how we're gonna build the culture. I think it's important to highlight that football is a working class sport. And I think that working class struggles and people's struggles are not exclusive to or separate to football. And I think that's reflective in our community. I want to give a big, big shout out to you, Johnson, and Jaime, and some of our brothers in Poderosas that really did not let harm come to any of the Poderosas here holding banners and flags. I think it's beautiful how we are able to so, like, organically strategize in the moment to make sure that everybody's safe, to de-escalate. And yeah, we're going to continue to support our club, and we're also going to continue to fight for the rights of people everywhere, especially in the moments when it matters. In the moments when we need to show up, in the moments when people try to censor us, try to shut us up, try to like shut us down, that's when we're gonna show up extra hard. And we won't back down. Like, the founders don't speak for us. It was extremely narcissistic that they didn't use their own personal platforms to make their statements. That they made a blanket statement for all of us was extremely disrespectful to our supporter groups, to the culture that we've been building from day one. And I just want to say a shout out to Pandemonium, because they also have been flying the flag since day one. And they actually left. Somebody tried to take their flag away and they left. And there was a few of the Poderosos that left as well, because they weren't going to be censored. And so I just want to give a shout out. Y'all know who you are. We love you. And we're going to hold it down for you when y'all aren't here. So, yeah.
There was hella folks from Poderosas, Daisy, Rocio, Julio, who willingly left. I think quite a few more on top of that. Perla, a couple of other folks. That you know what, I'm not gonna lower my sign. I'm not gonna lower my flag. If you're forcing me to take this down, then I'm just gonna leave. And they willingly did that because they're all about their own principles over, you know, any match going experience, any match itself and the result, anything like that. Absolutely bigger than football. Absolutely. And so just hats off to our own SG Poderosas. But to echo Tiff's sentiment, Pandemonium is right there with us. Definitely our homies, ride or die. And a couple of them had to see themselves out because the Apex security were like, no, we're not gonna stand for your political statements and whatever other bullshit they're coming up with. And so just super whack and, so much in that sense. To wrap it up, we'll do what we normally do, is player of the match. I think Ali Riley got player of the match. This is no?
LaRue.
Who did?
LaRue.
Oh, Sydney LaRue with the ridiculous bicycle kick, I think for the fourth or fifth goal. I'm not even sure. I mean, this is such a disjointed Crudo episode. And they, like, I probably watched about 30 minutes of this match, because the rest of me was looking up and yelling at security. But let's go with player of the match. Sydney LaRue officially. Let's see who folks agreed or disagreed with that. And then we'll just go Eden and then on around.
I mean, that goal was just like,
insane.
How do you deny a person, especially
insane.
LaRue, who's been coming back from injuries and like fighting for her life out here? Like, she earned it. That fight was there. Even when she tried to come in for that second goal, like, her hustle is so unparalleled. But I really, like, not to be that biased towards the defensive line, but Vignola over there just coming forward with all those runs and playing it so smart the whole game. I think they were, like, neck and neck, but I love to see, you know, LaRue come back and just take the stage like she meant to take it when she came here from day one.
I love it. Shout out to MA. Alma, to you.
I 100% agree. I mean, that was beautiful. I think that, honestly, I think all of her players deserve acknowledgement, right? They pushed through really hard for us. They felt the energy, they felt the love, the support. But I'm happy that LaRue got it. That was a beautiful kick, a beautiful goal. I think that, yeah. Couldn't agree more. I think that she deserved it, and also the whole team, applauso.
Yeah, that's the only goal I saw, I think. That one and Nendo's. And both are beautiful, but that was a beautiful goal. And she just said at the interview when she got the player of the match, she said we were waiting for a dominating performance, and we definitely were. And last game and this game, even though I didn't watch this game, I'm super glad that they're finally playing. It seems like they're playing together like a team, as Alma's saying, finally. And they're being lethal in the final third, which we know with the players that we have, they can. Whether it be the forwards, the midfielders, or the defenders, they're all freaking lethal. And they're finally playing together, and I'm super happy. I think no matter who we play in the playoffs, we can definitely beat them as long as they keep on being focused and playing together as they did today, I think, and then last week as well.
We have some absolute cold, calculated killers up top. And that's been one of our frustrations all season of like, how are we not scoring more goals with Alyssa Thompson and Sydney freaking LaRue? She is like cold-blooded, you know? And so it's just amazing to see them absolutely just show out today. Tiff, what do you got?
I'm going to say, because similarly, I was making sure that our group was staying safe, and I was in the capo stands for the last half, so I'm going to say the whole team, but I'm also going to say Poderosas. What's up?
Hey,
what's up?
What up?
I'm going to say Poderosas, the MVPs of the match. We killed it, y'all. And, and Jazzy Spencer, that's my girl. I'm a stan, so I'm going to say Jazzy Spencer. She brings the energy when we need it, and she got them legs, so Jazzy Spencer too.
You've heard it here first from La Fortaleza. The end result, 5-1 Angel City. We are in the playoffs. Still unsure who we were going to be playing, but very, very excited to see this playoff adventure and take this momentum in. And we can only end with something, appropriate to the day's events. And so, viva Palestina, volemos!